Time to talk Indians baseball with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Cleveland played Chicago yesterday. One was a win, the other one not. But there's a little bit of a, you know, games.
Kopech, he's ready. The payoff pitch. Swing and line drive, base hit into right field. That'll score Perez. Mercado stops at third. And three straight hits off Kopech, and the Indians now trail it 4-1. It's a three-hit game for Miles Straw. He also gets RBI number 46.
Oh, Bob joins us this morning. Bob, I guess that we kind of found our center fielder leadoff hitter for the most part, it seems, the way things are going to go, perhaps for next year.
Well, I think you're right. Good morning, gentlemen. One of the things that we have found out about this baseball team as we head into the off season is what a trade that we made with the Houston Astros. Miles Straw, certainly one of the top defensive center fielders in all of baseball. Looks like a consistent performer offensively at the top of the order. Can absolutely fly around the bases and steal bases, and a wonderful addition. So that was one question answered. The outfield issue that will be talked about throughout the offseason. So center field's in a pretty good spot.
Bob, looking ahead to next season, Shane Bieber, a nice outing for him the other day.
Yeah, pitching three innings, right? Nine up, nine down. As I understand it, he kept pleading with the guys in the dugout to let him go out there and do more, but wanting to be so very cautious, obviously, with our Cy Young Award winner, and get him one more time to get on the mound before the season concludes, to allow him a little bit more comfort in a mindset when he goes into the off season and can really get back to a normal sense of his workout routine in the winter instead of a rehab situation. So very important for him to get back on the mound, and he certainly looked like his old self on Friday night.
Well, today was an off day, but now it's an on day. Mother Nature, thank you very much. You also kind of didn't end the weekend where we were final game at Progressive Field as the Cleveland Indians, but you got a game today hosting the Royals.
So that's right. Last Wednesday's rain out. What an ugly day that was all day last Wednesday. No way they play a game of baseball. So we must the integrity of the 162-game schedule. Both of us, oddly, have an off day here today. So Cal Quantrill get on the mound, continue his incredible stretch. The second half of the season is one of the more dominating pitchers in the American League. And as you said, yes, from a historical perspective, final home game as the Indians as we head on the road for six more. Three at Kansas City and three at Texas to close out 2021.
So as we go into 2022 as the Cleveland Guardians, what is your offseason for you going to be like and the organization? This is sort of unprecedented having, it's not like a team moving somewhere else. It's a team that's voluntarily changing its name and kind of has to rebrand itself. How do you go about doing that in a sense?
Well, it's funny you said that. We're not going anywhere. There was a fan who held up a sign at the ballpark that just said, "Relax, we're the Guardians, not the Ravens," which was a pretty interesting sign at the ballpark. It's going to be, a much different offseason as we have everyone associated in our building connected to a name change. Whether it's your operations group who will be in charge of monitoring and coordinating all the changes that will have to be taking place in our building, switching over signs from Indians to Guardians, obviously, all the various places throughout the ballpark, which there are plenty, from a marketing and PR perspective.
But Bob, there's going to be more. You're going to find things 2 years from now. Did you know there was an Indian? You know what I mean? Because stuff, it's like
it's
wallpaper. After a while, you kind of don't see it until suddenly someone's going to go, "Hey, did you? These are here. We didn't know that." But I'm curious to the extent of how does the history move forward with the Guardians and the Indians when? Because baseball is all about its past and its records and things like that. Does that still live on and be able to be talked about in that way?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Well, you think about it. You know, Napoleon Lajoie is one of the greatest second basemen to play in the history of baseball, and he didn't play for the Indians. He played for the Naps. You know, obviously a team named after him, you know, when he was brought over from Philadelphia to the National League in 1903. The owner wanted to make sure everybody knew that the upstart American League, you know, had a star from the National League, the older National League. So, you know, he named the team after the one player.
Uh-huh.
So we were the Cleveland Naps from 1903 to 1914 when he retired, which then opened it up for another name. So Guardians is the fifth nickname in the history of our franchise. And so all the statistics and all the things, they just, you know, starting in 1901, when we're a member, a charter member of the American League, will all stay as a Cleveland franchise record. So we're not walking away from the Indians and the sense of history that's involved there. That just doesn't make any sense to do that sort of thing. So, yeah, from a historical perspective, absolutely, we need to embrace the time period that we were called the Indians over 100+ years. We will just, as baseball has taught us, you just keep moving forward.
Yep. There's another game tomorrow, as they say. And for us, there's a game today we didn't expect. It'll be again against Kansas City. It's a 1 o'clock game. We have a 12:35 pregame here on WEOL. We look forward to the call from Rosie and Hammy this afternoon. Bob, we appreciate your time. We'll talk one more time next Monday, if you will.
Sounds great, gentlemen. Have a great week.
Thanks.
Go Tribes.